Hello, family and friends. I'm honored today to have with me my good friend Cameron Hofer. Cameron and his wife, Shelby, have four children and a busy household from ages 10 months to 7 years old.
That's right.
So praise God, you're a busy man. And they live in the Paducah, Kentucky area, which is, for those of you not familiar with Kentucky, kind of considered to be the western Kentucky in that area, not too far from the Illinois border. And so I'm really honored to have you with me today, Cameron. Thank you for being with me.
Yeah, happy to be here, brother.
Well, let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive from Cameron's testimony. I thank you for those that will come to Jesus through this testimony and those that will build a stronger relationship, Father. We give you all the honor and glory in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Cameron and I are here for a conference together, and so I'm really excited about having. We've been talking about having him on the podcast to give his testimony. I love testimonies, and I thought I'd read off today, before we get started, to John chapter 3 in verse 5, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." No, it doesn't say, or you pick your own God or whatever, but you know, all of us, if we want to go to heaven, have to be born again. And so we focus a lot of our testimonies on that. Cameron, I know we're going to talk about that today. I'm just going to kick it over to you to give us your testimony.
All right. Thanks for having me, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here in this hotel room bringing glory to God this fine afternoon. So I'll start my testimony out where it really begins. As a young child, my parents, you know, both members of a Baptist church. My grandmother was a member of a Baptist church, and I won't say the name. It's a great church. I had family and friends there. Those are the second family I grew up with, and, you know, all through the years growing up, we did Awanas. I mean, my parents had me in everything I could be in, and it's wonderful to have all that exposure to the gospel. Mm-hmm. And I knew Scripture. I knew the canon. I knew the story of Scripture. I knew who Jesus was. I knew about Jesus is what I should say. Yep. I should correct that and say I knew about Jesus.
Yep.
And, you know, you grow up all these stories. You learn about heaven. You learn about hell. And then you learn about the great dilemma, which is sin, which separates us from God, who is our creator.
Yep.
And we were made, we learn in Genesis, we are made in his image.
Yep.
And our purpose is to reflect his glory back to him because he deserves all honor and glory and praise.
Come on.
And so I get excited. I got this towel here, you know. But, you know, you go to church and you grow up, and then eventually you get to a point and you have to think back to where you start understanding, and you come to that age where you start becoming responsible to receive God as your Savior. And so you get to a point finally where you learn about hell and you think, well, I'm going there. You know, once you understand Scripture, it's not the gospel until you have bad news as the backdrop. Our preacher always uses the example of, you know, before a jeweler shows you this beautiful diamond, they lay out a black cloth. And then they place the diamond on the black cloth, and it's so much more beautiful with that black backdrop. And that's what sin is, as the backdrop to how beautiful Jesus and God is, because he provided the only way for us to be saved from this grand predicament we're in because we're born bound for hell.
Yep.
And so one day, I was sitting at my previous church, a Baptist church, good little Baptist church, and I remember thinking, man, I'm going to hell. I don't want to go. I was probably 9 or 10 years old.
Okay.
Don't remember exactly. Probably 9 or 10. And we bowed our heads at the end of service, and they always did kind of a combination of like an altar call. And, you know, if you feel like Jesus is tugging on your heart or calling on you, you know, say this prayer. And so I thought, well, if all I have to do is say a prayer and I don't have to go to hell, that sounds great. I sure don't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, anybody knows I'd rather go to heaven and be with Jesus than go to hell.
Yeah.
You know, so I said the prayer and all of that. And I felt a little lightened, I'll say, and I felt good for a while. Mm-hmm. But you come back a year or so later, and nothing really changed. And I said the prayer again, you know, and the same thing. I felt a little momentary relief. And you know, years and years this went on, whether it was at church camp, whether it was at church, and it kind of dawned on me, I keep having to say this prayer. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed. But when you look to the Scripture, there is a moment where when you're saved, you have a new heart. It says, behold, you are a new creature.
Yes.
If you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Well, if I'm a new creature, why am I doing old creature things still? Still living in sin. I'm still living for the world. And worldliness is the best way to cover it, because Satan is the god of this world, and he is not our heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was living for the world in all kinds of sin. You know, anything you can name, I was involved in it other than like drugs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I didn't have this divine happiness. I didn't have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. And I wasn't seeking first his kingdom. I wasn't in the scripture. All of these things you hear about. And so finally, I mean, you fast forward years. I'm a grown man. I'm 25 years old. I finally feel the call to leave the church I've grown up in, which is a daunting thing. You know, you're a Baptist, you grew up in a church, you know everybody. Yeah. And I felt, I don't need to be here. And my wife's uncle said, hey, we're seeding a little church out here in Draftonville, Solid Rock Baptist Temple, come out and come to us. Mm-hmm. I went to one service and we moved our membership, me and my wife both. Fast forward to this point, we're married, been going to this church maybe, I'm going to say six months at this time. And God had been working on me, and I didn't really know. I knew, you know, looking back in retrospect, he brought me to this new church, brought me around all these people in a total different way of preaching. It's just expository preaching. I mean, they take a piece of scripture, they read it, and then we're breaking it down, we're examining it. And I learned so much so fast around these people. Mm-hmm. And I slowly start realizing my false assurance started falling off. And I started having trouble sleeping. I started, you know, having constant doubt about, man, if I die, where am I going? Yeah. You know, and I lost all of this false assurance that I had in spurts, because I'd have it in spurts, you know. And then finally, one day, I'm sitting at church and I'm in the middle of a sermon. And I felt like this was a long sermon. All of our pastor puts these on sermon audio. It was a long sermon. It was 2 hours long. Right. I went back and listened to it about a year ago. And the name of that sermon was called The Nature of True Conversion. So I'm sitting there in church, and I feel as the sermon goes on, like it's just me and my pastor in there. And then all of a sudden, it feels like it's just me and Jesus in there. And I'm going back and forth between being highly offended and then totally crushed. Because at that time, I realized that I don't have Jesus, and if I walked out of there and I dropped dead, I'm going to hell. And I'm not exaggerating. In the middle of that sermon, and you know, I know back now that I was saved before I left my seat. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of that sermon, I reached over my wife, my father-in-law, and her aunt. I reached over all three of them to get her uncle, who is an elder at this church, Brian Sims. And I said, I need to go. And I went out in the hall. And I fell on my knees and I repented and I asked to be saved, even though it had already happened to me. But it happened to me in the middle of the service because I just knew I didn't know Jesus. I've been living for the world and chasing after sin. And that's what I loved. I loved the things of this world. And since that day, I have felt light as a feather. Praise God. I've loved Jesus and I've loved the things of God. And here I am today, just blessed to be alive and blessed with a wonderful network of family and friends that Jesus has put in my path. And one more thing I'll say, I know we're coming up on time, but my friends and everything was turned around. I've lost so many friends, but the Lord Jesus has given me a whole bunch of brand new friends.
Come on, Cameron.
So what I'll say is, if God has done a work in your life, you are indeed a new creature.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I get concerned, Cameron, about people that, you know, they say they're Christians, but they can't point to that day when they had that conversion because it's so powerful. Yeah. It's just hard to forget that day when the love of God came inside of you and the peace of God. I remember at that altar, I had that peace that passeth all understanding.
Oh, yeah.
It was such an awesome situation. Well, we're going to go on to day two here. If you would pray for our listeners, Cameron.
Absolutely. Father, we just come to you now, Lord. And what we want to do is, first of all, give you the glory for all that you've done, Father, and to praise you and to worship you for all that you've done and for giving us your Son, Jesus, for supplication for our sins, Father, to where he could stand in our place and give us his righteousness that you appointed first to him, Father. I pray now for all the listeners that hear this podcast, Lord. I thank you for how widely and how vastly Greg's ministry that he's doing for you, Father, has reached. And I pray for the ears and the hearts and the minds of all the listeners that hear this podcast, Father, that you would just work in their life, Lord, to edify them if they know who you are and their fellow saints, Father, or to save their soul if they have not yet come to close with you, Father, in salvation. We lift these listeners up to you now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm looking forward to day two and talk a little bit more detail about where your life's at now, Cameron. And Folks, you can contact Cameron through our ministry. We'll get you hooked up. You can do so at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. Folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.